Well, good day and welcome once again to the Steve Bonnenberger Anthology. I'm Steve Bonnenberger, and we're glad and grateful that you spend this time with us. And we're going to be going over today, Life in the Aftermath. We're going to be taking a hard look at one of the seven deadly sins, which is pride. And the scripture tells us that pride goes before a fall, and pride is that feeling, that deep satisfaction that comes from personal achievement or from personal revenge, and certainly comes from someone who is vengeful. Pride today, or we are going to march into the field of human achievement and the realm of human degradation. Doesn't that sound like fun? Pride is fuel. What's interesting is that almost no human achievement or human advancement can be attempted without pride. Pride is this thing that comes because you have something inside of you that wants to percolate, it wants to bubble, it wants to effervesce confidence. It is this interior, it's not exterior, it's not an outside force that can influence and impact and nudge you along, but pride is primarily confidence. It's an interior force, it's an intangible, it's an unspoken feeling, it's a quiet sense of resolve, and it has its as its place of origin our internal motivators. Personal pride is really born from self-awareness. Invasive force, pride can swell up, and it becomes this larger-than-life interloper of sorts that gains the upper hand, persuasion, and it's really an esprit de corps. Pride rises to a level of singular, in that as it gains momentum, it becomes this driving and swallowing voice that quiet and quietly literally drowns out the gobble and then gobbles up all the lesser and perhaps more rational voices. Now let's stop a minute, because I want you to get a sense of what's going on inside of you. I want you to understand that God has placed some good things in your heart and some great ideas. But what we are suggesting is that you always move forward out of a sense of service. We suggest that you become radioactive in the sense that we want your human service, your interior motivators to pulse out from you and to become your personality and become this adhesive bond that literally connects you and strips you of all of your hubris and then becomes this quiet conviction and this soft impulse that allures you to others and helps you become an irresistible force for good. Impact. We wish for you to be impactful. We wish for this interior force inside of you that God has placed there to become a spirit that drives you and it gains superiority over your other more vain impulses, and it creates what I call deep impact. Deep impact is that unmistakable footprint, the non-negotiable outcomes that really are you, because you're the one that has decided to move forward at the pace of God to be able to kind of rid yourself of these lesser compelling elements and to allow your real sense to go forward. Now, we also want you to be fully aware, because pride can blind you. It can wash out and it can literally cause you to not see the opposition forces. Rather, we want you to be this person that is aware. We want you to listen to the awareness that comes inside of you. We want you to become intolerant of anything that's going to cause you to cause other people to be harmed. I'll say that again. We want you to become intolerant of anything inside of you that might cause harm to yourself or to other people. Rather, we want you to form an opinion and create thoughts and then, you know, manifest actions that begin to form brands and stamps of morality and this sense of true integrity. Elusive. We want you to just erase elusive from your mind. We want you to vanish any kind of hidden motive. We want you to be the kind of person that has this kind of magical essence about you. And it's because you have this mystical connection to your true self. Your true self, unstoppable. We believe that as you begin to melt your pride, as you begin to melt your ego, as you begin to move into human service, we believe you become unstoppable. We believe you become the highest life form, which is a human being that is on point and is passionate and who has found and who exhibits and who these gained territories of social and economic empowerment for yourself and for others. We want you to become the person that positions yourself and stands in behalf of others. We wish you to be a voice that is irrepressible and unstoppable. And we believe that God has that in mind for you. Now, we believe that this other side of pride, this awareness, this personal best, this commitment to service is in fact something that is completely nonviolent and completely spiritual in nature. We believe it is the highest order of expression for the human spirit. We believe that the awareness that we're talking about is the highest form of expression for the human spirit. We believe that awareness is the elevation of your spirit to the unlimited provinces that belong to you, that right now God is dangling in front of you. But the price of entry is for you to reduce your ego, to melt your pride, and to become aware of the need that you have for human service. The moment when you do so, the moment that you disdain this old person that used to puff himself or herself up, and the moment that you lean into this idea of humility and human service is when folly finally starts to exit you. And when, you know, when financial pratfalls begin to finally move away from you, your work is the work of God in your life. Your work, you simply must, and I don't use that word often, you must literally disdain the pride that used to be something that was a marker perhaps for you. You must wrap yourself in the flagpole that is human awareness that leads to pure human service. You must work and figure out methods and ways and devices and plot lines and concourses that limit and diminish and make diminutive your pride and allow the swath and the swarm of human awareness that leads to pure human service to bustle and move forward. Now, how do you do this? Number one, history. You have to build a citadel on a hill. You have to imagine this faraway civilization, maybe right now, that is really you. And you have to see that city, that the set on a hill, populated with people whom you have served. Poetic meter and rhyme. You have to build sonnets, and your life has to speak of the human dimension of caring, and you have to find ways to express pure service for other people. Sculpt. You have to literally cast in bronze, and you have to begin to imagine and then ensconce these behaviors that produce outcomes that will set you on the journey to where at the end of your life, you will have that city on a hill. And the final thing I will say is that your whole job in life, in my opinion, is to marginalize your heretofore pride. All of us are prideful people, aren't we? All of us have personal ambitions. But my sense is, and my experience is, and the place that I am at in life, beloved, is that the real goal is to serve others without any kind of expectation of recompense or reciprocity. As you can achieve and arrive at those places, God begins to change you. God begins to soften you. God begins to compel you. And God begins to open up pathways of service for you. You want to talk to me? It's easy. Go to stevebonenberger.com, stevebonenberger.com. Leave me a note. I'll be glad to chat with you on any topic of interest for you. Till that day, I remind you, I'm Steve Bonenberger. This is the Steve Bonnenberger Anthology. Travel far.